I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.
Destiny. Fulfilling Woo! My own destiny.
Right. Welcome to Purpose Talk Radio on Monday. Today is the 25th of June in 2012. And this is going to be some awesome, wonder-amazingly awesome show today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's amazing. Everything is amazing. And the language is disappearing and escaping me at the moment quite often because so much is happening at the same time. We have some very, very special guests on the show today. True Trinity is with us today. That's the ladies who created our theme song that you've just listened to, I Am Who I Am. And right now, Spirit seems to be joining in because I'm getting all dizzy with the energy. So, Jen, hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm fine. I'm glad that you clarified that it was Spirit making you dizzy and not just that you're dizzy all the time.
I'm a dizzy sister sometimes.
Yeah, right. Well, I'm going to talk a little bit this morning about Barbara. Yes. Barbara Patterson is my co-host. This is Jan. And Barbara is my co-host on this wonderful radio show. And Barbara is a coach. She is a soul coach and a mentor. And she's absolutely phenomenal in helping people, particularly if you're stuck in trying to make a decision. She does decision coaching that is kind of an instant coaching that's just really awesome. So I'm going to encourage all of our listeners, when you particularly coaching anyway, but if you have a particular problem right now that you're stuck on, you need to go check out Barbara. And her website is barbarapatterson.info. So that's Barbara, B-A-R-B-A-R-A, Patterson, P-A-T-T-E-R-S-O-N.info. So you go check her out and get some decisive coaching going on. On the other hand, you might want to wait a few days because she's in the midst of packing right now. So she's kind of a dizzy space cadet.
And I do walk-by coaching.
Yeah, I love that walk-by coaching.
Thank you, Jen. That's very nice of you.
Great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, dizzy. And I'm going to throw my ad in here while we're, but and then we can get started. So... a lot of you know, I'm doing the Soul Body Blueprint course in Boston in July. And this is a course of just to help everyone learn how to read the messages that are really the physical part of our bodies. And some of you have seen some of that as I've been posting on Facebook lately about that symbol that showed up in the person I'm reading right now. And I know you all want to know who this person is. The curiosity is just driving you nuts. I know it. But anyway, but you can learn how to do it yourself because there is, you don't have to be psychic. You don't have to be some spiritually enlightened person. You don't have to be a body worker to learn this technique. Everybody can learn it. And it really is amazing insights into yourself, into your children and your grandchildren, into your spouse or your partner, and into your employees and your employer, helping you learn how to talk to them better, how to get them to understand, and all by reading the body. And this is not your typical body language where if you stand a certain way or move your head a certain way, it's not that at all. It is the shape of your body itself. And exactly what it shows. So that's my ad. And Barbara, if you have something else to contribute before we do the cards, go for it.
Yes. Thank you, Jen, for doing an ad for me. I never really thought about that.
I kind of got that.
And I'd like to add to Jan's Soul Body Blueprint method that it is spot on. Jan did a reading for me about a year ago, and she was asking me for feedback, and the only feedback that I could give her was spot on, because that was what it was. And there weren't any more words necessary really to answer that, because that included everything to me. And it's just, and I've seen Jen do this course live also when we met last year in Boston. And it's, we've done, we sat down and it just took us a few minutes. We were sitting, in pairs, opposite each other, and she was guiding us through looking into each other's eyes and then looking at the face features and, just the face, the head and the shoulders. And that was, I don't know, 15 minutes or so. And it was so interesting what happened on so many different levels, that our perception changed because Jen was guiding us through it. We do have a certain way of looking at somebody, and then all of a sudden we're getting a bit of more information or a bit of a suggestion, look for this, look for that, and then we look for that and we can actually see it where we never saw it before, and we might have been looking at the same person for so long. So this is really something that I suggest you consider checking out, especially if you're in the area in and around Boston when Jen is coming over there, because it's really cool. And I'd love to talk about this also in our Purpose Talk Radio Conversations group on Facebook, because it is something that Jen has been describing. And one thing is listening to us talking about it. The other thing is seeing it written down, because that is something that we can refer back to time and time again, especially in these Facebook groups, because the posts don't really disappear. And the other thing is then seeing her doing it live, listening to her, and it's three different ways of teaching, and I appreciate all of them. So let's talk about this in our group also.
Yes, and then today we have welcome. Yes, as I said, and today we have some very special guests that are hovering in the background.
It's the true trinity. It's Cindy Freeman, Rachel Martinez, and Jillian Clark, the creators of our theme song, I Am Who I Am, and they call themselves the true trinity. And we've been doing a strategy call last week. And it's not just True Trinity, it's about true community also. And there's going to be some live music on the show today. So I'm so looking forward to this.
And they also posted on the, Cindy posted on the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations page, the link to their page, where if you want to purchase the theme song, because we just play a small portion of it, but if you wanted to purchase the theme song, you can. And also the song that is going to be done live today is on that site, and you can purchase it as well. So you might want to check that out too. So did you do a card today, Barbara?
Yes, I did. While I was packing my practice room over the past 7 days, because it's like, it's really a process for me. This move more than any other moves that I've done before. We're moving house this coming Saturday. And Friday and Saturday, and this is moving week. This morning, it all started. Yesterday, it was the quiet before the storm, and now we're really going into the frenzy of my husband taking down wardrobes, me packing boxes, and just carrying stuff through the house, putting it all in one place, which is actually my practice room, so I had to pack that one first. And then the cards, and I was like, oh, no, which card deck do I keep out? And then the one that jumped at me was the one from Neil Donald Walsh, and that's the one that I'll be carrying with me. So I have it handy next week for the show also. And then I drew a card, and the card that came out was very interesting, because it's kind of like somebody asked a question and I did not ask a question, because what I do is I concentrate on the show, on the guests that we have, and on the topic that we might be talking about. And then I just pull a card, and normally it makes total sense. But it will make total sense today also, maybe just not to my mind. And the first card that I drew says, rethink again. So hopefully this resonates with some of you. At the moment, I can't say it resonates with me, but that doesn't matter, because these cards are for the show and for everybody that who listens in. So and if you're the one that say, yeah, that's my card, we invite you to call in also. You'll find the phone numbers where you can call us in on the show, on the website, right next to the play button. And the other card that I drew then afterwards, because my mind said, draw another one. So I took another one. It's a question, actually. And that is a question that we can ask ourselves often if we want to. And today it's coming up again. So the question is, what would love do? Simple as that.
I love that question.
Yeah, me too. It's a beautiful question, and especially when we are in situations where maybe we kick ourselves out of balance, or we feel like we have been kicked out of our own balance. It's a really good card, or it's a really good reminder. What would love do?
Mm-hmm.
That's it for me.
That's my favorite. That's my favorite thing. Is how can I address this from a place of love? So, what would love do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, my card is one that was, I laughed when I pulled it, because it's different than any that I've done before. It's called The Donor. And I laughed because today we got notice that somebody had actually made a donation. So should we give her name online or just?
Maybe not, because so, I'd like to check back if she's okay with that.
All right.
It's a she person, a female person.
It's a she person, yes. And we want to thank her very much for the donation. That was very exciting. But this card shows, and the donor has, of course, many meanings. This card shows a young woman who her dress is kind of red with gold in it, and she is facing an angel. And it looks like it's hard to tell who's the donor, really. If one is asking for, if the girl is asking for something from the angel and the angel is giving it, or if the girl is bringing something, it doesn't appear there's anything in her hands, but if she's bringing something like the gift of from her heart to the angel. But I just thought it was real appropriate for everything that's going on today, for the True Trinity being with us on the show, for the, in a sense, the donation of their song to us. We did a coaching session with them, but it still was like a donation. For this other donation we received today, for you who are listening, for the donation of your time, for us donating our time and giving it. So there is, and for you to think about spirit, think about the angels, think about God, think about whatever name you call God, the universe, angels in your mind, and bring your heart to them, because I think that's really what the biggest donation is. When you can donate your heart to spirit. Wow, that's such a much better word than surrender. I hadn't thought of that before, because I don't like the word surrender. But to donate your heart to spirit is really awesome. And then to say, what would love do? What a perfect combination that is. And then to but also that's where rethink comes in. So if you rethink surrender to donation, that's pretty cool, and rethink how it is that you are doing things, and bring your heart to spirit, listen, let yourself hear, and then go from there from a place of love. So that's my card.
Beautiful. And I'd like what kept coming up when you were saying, think about the way that you address what's there for you. Faith came up for me.
Right.
Donate yourself or surrender to your faith. And the other thing is that our soul donates constantly to us. And to be aware of it and to be conscious of it and connect ourselves with our souls, because this is what you and I are both about, and the True Trinity, Cindy, Rachel, and Jillian, are all about also the soul,
right.
Touching the heart and the soul, and donating. And that's another thing that we're going to have today, as I said, some live music on the show. So the little ladies are going to donate something else for us today, for the listeners. So do you think it's time to pull them into the show, Jen?
Well, I just wanted to say one more thing about, as we're talking about donating here, is to remember that everybody you meet is really an angel, is really God, is really you, is really spirit. So make sure that you come from your heart when you're talking with them, when you're dealing with them, even if they really irritate you. Remember that behind that irritation, there is also an angel. So when you're donating your heart to spirit, and let it come from there. So
I have to give you the angel of irritation. Oh, and the angel of impatience and things like that. You could go on forever here, really. Yeah, I mean, I feel very much as if I'm surrounded by angels at the moment in the very best way, because they make me laugh, they make me giggle. And as I keep saying, I think I'm mentioning it almost on every show, how our theme song, Who I Am, Who I Am, really propels me into this instant mood change wherever I am before. Once I'm in and I'm listening to the opening of the show, I start singing along and I'm just here. Mm-hmm. I'm in the moment. Yeah. And I'm so, so happy and so grateful for that.
Right. I agree. Yeah. Okay, let's bring them in. You girls ready? You can unmute yourselves and come join us. And they keep writing that they like these songs and they're going to have to write this song. So Cindy, Jillian, Rachel, welcome.
Hello.
Thank you.
Hi, Cindy.
It's such a pleasure. Thank you.
Hi, Rachel.
Hi.
Hi, Jillian.
Hello.
Good to have you all together on the show today. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having us. Thank you so much.
We love being here.
All right.
You get us on our normal songwriting day, too. That's even better.
Yeah. Oh, awesome. Awesome. So are you writing a song as we speak?
Not tonight. Afterwards.
I already got notes, you guys.
Okay, so one of you ladies, who's going to introduce the True Trinity to our listeners?
What would you like to know?
Well, I mean, I personally know a little bit of your story. I just throw a keyword in there. You met by the pool.
We did. It was the middle of January too.
Were you ice skating on the pool?
No, we were in Orlando, actually. What had happened was Cindy and Jillian flew down from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And, of course, it's freezing cold in January in Wisconsin, so they were itching to get into the pool. I, on the other hand, being from Key West, was not going anywhere near any water in January because I am from Key West. And we just kept running into each other, literally, right, Jillian? Like, bumping.
You were stalking me.
I totally was.
Stalking each other, huh?
Yes.
And we were down there for the Positive Music Festival.
And I miss Daniel Neiman because of you guys. I'm just saying.
It's okay. You'll get over it.
So that was the donation happening there. Like, the angels were pushing you into each other so that you actually introduce and meet and sit down and talk. And then what happened then?
And then magic happened.
Okay.
Well, Rachel, remember, this is really what happened, is that she needed to borrow a guitar. I had one.
Oh, right.
And she was born on Christmas Day. So she had an idea to write a song for her Christmas Day birthday. So she started writing that, and then she brought the guitar back and said, somebody said, I am who I am, and we said,
you did, Jillian.
Okay, thank you. And then and I said, that would be a really good song. We should write that song. And from there, the magic has started.
Okay, so I believe I Am Who I Am is your first song that you created together?
Yes.
It's the first one we started. It's not the first one we finished.
Okay.
It's our first born child, but it was developmentally a little slower than the other children. So it's a little mature.
We got bored with that one and went to something else.
Okay.
I see. Well, so then we're really lucky that we get your firstborn child to be our theme song on Purpose Talk Radio. Thank you.
We're so honored.
Would this be a good time to play the song?
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Come on. Yeah, please.
Okay, well, we'll ask our wonderful facilitator, Doug, he will play I Am Who I Am.
The full song.
The full song. Here we go.
Woo!
Wow. Oh, that is so amazing.
This is Farah. I'm totally blown away once again because it's just, I have this huge grin on my face. I would be grinning in a circle if I didn't have ears. Brilliant. Thank you, ladies. This is so
thank
beautiful.
You. I spent the time with you around the office here.
Yeah, and, Yeah, just for clarity, Rachel was putting in just before the song started that the version that we just heard is sung by Julian Clarke. And yeah, this is going to be very special because we'll keep this on the show for I don't know what have we agreed on.
We said 72 hours, and then we'll remove this song will be taken down from the recorded show, and people can go to the website to purchase it from there. They're out of luck if they don't hear it. Come and listen to it in the next 72 hours.
Mm-hmm. That's send your friends.
Yeah, send your friends, right? That's
a long time. So, ladies, give us the website. Where can people buy your song?
It's truetrinity.com, nice and simple.
Okay, cool. Right. That's cool. So we've heard your firstborn child, which we're really grateful that this has become our theme song. And so what happened after you created the first child? You continued to talk to each other, to bump into each other, and then what after the music festival?
We agreed to catch up and figure out how to finish that song, and then just as soon as we started writing, like the following week, we were coming up with so many ideas, we ended up continuing to write almost every week since then. And this is a year and a half ago.
Wow. So how do you connect with each other? Because you're all in different places. And would you tell us a little bit, each of you tell us a little bit about what is your part in this group?
Well, let's all talk at the same time.
Yeah, really.
Here we go. Start.
We shouldn't be lost of words. We never are.
I guess I'm kind of like the staple with the three. I bring some of the ideas together, and Rachel is pretty much the creative one in the music. She's very musically talented with her guitar and other instruments, so she usually brings up the melody. Or if I hear it, or Cindy hears it, she can put it to fruition. And then Cindy's like our ketchup to the French fry. She's our... So she's pretty much our grammarian and making sure she makes us think through the song. If a word doesn't sound right or a sentence isn't right, she'll make us think it again and say, no, that's not right. And we're like, oh, we thought we had it.
Uh-huh. And Cindy, you do the signing for it too. You're learning sign language, so you'd be a sign interpreter. I'm sorry,
sign language interpreter. Correct.
She already.
Those two have the voices. Those two have the voices. I sing with my hands.
Okay, I love
very beautifully. As by the way, she's been doing it for quite a few years, and she does an awesome job. She actually did the Posse Music Awards, the whole show. 2 Januaries ago, and she does a fabulous job. So
wow.
And that's how we ended up down there to begin with.
Yeah. Okay. That's cool.
And she looks really good too, like her makeup.
So what is it that makes your music special?
Well, I think that the primary thing is that we love each other.
Oh.
And then we really care about each other, because one thing that hasn't been brought up is what we do outside of songwriting. And I mean, I know that I can call these girls, and I have, because I just need somebody to talk to or somebody to just kind of talk me down from my insanity. And I think that's part of it, that we trust, we have so much trust. We trust each other so much that we allow each other to be vulnerable. And we don't judge each other if we come up with some silly idea. We're here to heal the world through our talents and our music. And just lucky enough to have found each other. We're like three pieces to a puzzle.
That's awesome. You mentioned the other day about healing, not only healing the world, but healing the heart.
Yes.
So
we all come together for that purpose. I mean, I run a nonprofit organization. I've been a singer for many years, and writing has always been my passion, but it takes more than just one person to write. And these other two ladies all have this, we all have the same passion. We all have this same heart that wants to help others. And I think through our experiences, because we are diverse in our experience, all three of us, that we can take that and put it into a song to help others and in a common way. So that if you're going through one hard time, we're there.
Okay. All right. And that was Jillian speaking.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Are you sure? I'm just kidding. Well, that is Rachel, the quintessential comedian of the group.
Reverend Jillian.
Okay. Reverend Jillian. Okay. And Rachel, we've heard you say something about Rachel of the raw voice.
So, oh yeah.
So you tend to like doing some bluesy stuff, is that right?
I do. I like that growly blues rock, deep kind of heavy kind of stuff that moves your bones.
Moves your bones. Mm-hmm. There's another good theme, you guys. Moves your bones.
Great.
Yeah, because we're really low on ideas, huh, girls?
Yeah, right.
Yes. I've got like 6 already. This is Jillian, by the way. We've got 6 on this page just from this little time.
And Cindy, what made you interested in signing?
Good question. Years ago, when a kid, I was in a church folk group and playing guitar and just saw the beautifulness of somebody that was interpreting our services at the time. And I told her I needed to learn. And we went from that. And for the longest time, all I wanted to do was just songs and just have fun with it. And a few years ago, Spirit said, guess again. I want you to be coordinating a sign ministry.
Wow.
And, that's beautiful.
Yeah. In the process of that, I decided that I needed to actually go to interpreting school to understand what that meant. Went in, lost my eyesight while I was in school.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
So I had to withdraw and had a question whether that was really God talking to me or what was going on. And a year ago, I got enough of that back through a miraculous surgery that wasn't expected to do much of anything. And I was able to return back to school, and we'll see what happens at this point.
Oh.
But it's the communication again. It's the understanding of all kinds of worlds, and that I think everybody needs to hear our music, everybody else's music that has a message, and just trying to bring people together. That's the main thing for me.
It's hearing
with a picture.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I love when you say you sing with your hands. I've been to a couple of performances where somebody stood to the side and signed, and through that whole performance, I couldn't take my eyes off of that person because it just made it so much more powerful and impactful for me, in any case, and it seemed to for a lot of people. So I think that's just wonderful. So the three of you can not only hear, but you're able to pass on the messages to those who don't have perfect, quote-unquote, hearing.
Exactly. And it's a culture unto itself, too, so it's a combining cultures.
Yeah.
So I have a little ways to go yet before that happens, but it's coming.
I'm staying with a friend, and her granddaughter was over the other day and said something about they had gone to a party, a birthday party, and she and one other person at that party were the deaf ones because everybody else was signing.
Oh. All
right. Interesting, yeah.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and she said, oh my gosh, they go so fast.
Slow down.
Yeah.
This is Jillian. We also talked a little bit, and this has always been one of my things about music, is that music touches your heart. Even if you can't understand the language, if you're singing from it, you may not understand the words. But the words that are resonating, the tone, you know, the music of that's coming out melody-wise, sometimes that's all a person needs to either put a smile on their face or having them cry, you know, the emotional of it.
Right.
That was confirmation there in the background with
yes,
the
it was
my phone coming.
Right ding, ding.
So when you say headset, it's the something touches the soul. It might be the melody, it might be the voice, it might be the lyrics. That leads right into me inviting Rachel in to use this beautiful voice of hers because she promised us a song for today. So Rachel, would you do us the honors?
I did.
Yeah. Oh yes, you did. I heard it too.
I know. It's on record, I know. Yes, I would love to. This song is called Be the Difference. And this is our second child, but it grew to maturity a little faster than I am who I am.
Mm-hmm.
And the hit, Jill, can you provide the history on this song? Because I think you're the one that had the idea for it.
I have a friend that is in an organization that was running for an office, and her theme was Be the Difference. And I said, well, you know, I was supposed to write another song for you, but let me take it to my girls and let's see what we can do with it. And all of a sudden it just unfolded to be not only her theme song, but a lot of other people's theme song as well. So again, we've not just written something for one, we've written for a lot of people. So I hope it resonates to whoever's listening out there in the airways. Go, girl.
Are we ready? Be the difference. One person, one connection. It's all it takes to really make a change. One smile, one expression. That's all it takes, it's really not so strange. The cosmic forces that will flow can bring a peace that we shall know. What do you wanna do with your life? Be the difference. Be the change. One purpose, one intention. It's all it takes to step into the flow. One heart, one direction. That's all it takes to make your dreams unfold. Now the doors are open wide to show the strength I have inside. I embrace this for my life. Be the difference. Be the change. Elevate through what you feel inside. I will guide you on your way. Be the hero you've been searching for. Never be afraid to be the difference. Yeah.
Awesome. That was fabulous. Oh my gosh.
Thank you.
Oh, that was so, gosh, it just got God bumps everywhere all over my body, and it
This is Rachel. I've got the biggest music buzz right now. Music's the best drug ever.
Oh, wow. That was so amazing. It was so beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you, Rachel. Oh, this is, the smile is, I can't get rid of the smile on my face. Amazing. I mean, can we do this every week now? This is just beautiful.
I'm up
for it. Sure. Me too.
Oh.
So I have a question for you all. If you're a young person, younger person, or an older person is listening to this program, and they are so touched by what you have done, by the voices, by the music, by the signing, are you working with anybody to, you know, can they come to you and say, would you teach me? Or do you have a place that you can refer them? Or you guys are, you women are absolutely awesome.
I'm not sure what you're asking. You want us to, if somebody wants us to teach them how to sing?
Well, I don't know. It's just if somebody wanted to learn to do what you're doing, what would you recommend to them?
Do it.
Just do it. Seriously, my first song, this is Cindy. The first song I wrote was out in a labyrinth about 7 years ago. And I got the story up on my personal website now. And, you know, I didn't know what to do with it. And I had a friend, that's exactly what she said. She said, don't worry about how and why and what. Just write it down. Don't worry about what the semantics are. Just do it. And I think we've all started that way. And then went into what are the quote-unquote rules that we can break anyway to make it be what it needs to be.
Exactly. This is Rachel. And it's so funny you say that, Cindy, because I was just thinking about how well, that, you know, Cindy, she's so good about keeping us on track. She's like, well, that's not how it's normally done. And I'm like, well, then we shouldn't do it that way. We should do the opposite. But one of the things that I would highly recommend is, and this is helping me a lot, is just stop judging myself and stop worrying about, oh, is this going to make money, or is this going to go anywhere, or is this going to touch people? Because when we write and sing from our heart and from a spiritual place and from a place of love, it can't help but touch other people.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what you do. And I got to be honest with you guys, this is the best therapy ever. And
yeah.
If you really are in a bad place emotionally, just go write it down. And sing.
It doesn't matter if you sing in the shower or if you have a guitar and you play the guitar, take the guitar, take your drum on the table, whatever, you know, just get it out of the system. I can totally confirm that that's the best therapy ever. And while I am who I am was playing, I was singing loudly once again because it releases endorphins in me. And music is such a good tool. And if we don't want to sing creative stuff that we make ourselves, we can sing along with our favorite music also. And True Trinity is my favorite music because it does touch my heart and it does touch my soul. And I can so resonate with it. And as a line in the song, Be the Difference says, don't be afraid. Just go and do it. And that's the simple truth. Do it, as Jillian was saying.
This is Rachel. I just wanted to put it out there that I'm going to put Jillian on the spot here. She's this woman knows everybody. So if somebody did have a question on how to move forward or how to connect with somebody else, they should probably contact Jillian because she knows all the right people.
This is Jillian. I may not know all the right people, but I will find the right people. And the other thing is that I have been out in the world speaking and sharing my voice. And as more women, mostly women, some men, hear what I have to say and listen to our music, it makes them go and do something. So if there's somebody or a group that is willing and wants us to come out or myself, I'd be more than happy to take on that responsibility because that's what I do for a living. I don't work, but through trust and faith. And if there's a group out there or house concerts or whatever that needs to happen, I'll be more than happy to travel. I got my passport too.
Can I be Rachel? Can I be a roadie, Jillian?
Yes, ma'am. Then Cindy's coming to sign.
That's right.
Yeah.
So it's a team.
Yeah.
Cool. That's great. I mean, that's that circle topic we're rounding up this month. It's our celebration month, and it's great to be celebrating with you ladies. Thank you again. I'm so grateful. And we've been talking about circles, and Jillian, what you just said is creating more circles and doing house concerts. I've experienced that with a friend of mine who's a musician, and another friend of mine, she had just moved into her house, and we invited him over, him and his guitar, and we were sitting in the backyard between these high buildings in the garden, and he started singing. So all of a sudden, everywhere the windows opened, and I just sat there, and I was the most happy person in the world because everybody got to listen in, and everybody got a piece of what he had to share. And he's one of these guys that also sings from his heart, and it doesn't matter what he sings, but it touches the soul. And music is very dear to my heart, and so this is something that if you need a manager, I'm there for you. I'll come with you.
Nice.
I'll be the groupie and the manager. Two jobs in one.
This is Cindy, and I think that manager's overseas, right? So we've got the connections over there too.
Yeah.
Yes.
At the moment, this manager is in Germany. So come to Europe. Yes,
yay!
Please.
There you go.
I always say we touch one heart at a time, but if we can touch many hearts all in the same place, yeah, over the big pond, we'll be more than happy to attend.
Cool. All right.
Yeah.
Now we just have to get it set up. Huh?
Oh, yeah.
It's already set up. It's just going to come. It's already set up, girls.
All right. Good. Glad to hear it.
This is Rachel again. Can I just say real quickly that we do have a few websites that you can contact us on. Were you going to... Is that allowed? Am I allowed to say
yes,
that?
Yes, please.
Oh, absolutely.
We're gonna invite you to do that anyway.
Oh,
and
okay.
And Rachel, when you're done talking about it, we'd invite you to put it into the Positive Group Purpose Talk Radio Conversations page, so that people can so the link will be there and people can go ahead.
I just have to say I can't stay to converse because I got to pick my kids up. Glamorous life of the rock star mom, you know.
Maybe
Cindy or Jillian can put that into the page. So okay. Go ahead and give us the names of the websites. That would be great.
Well, we have TrueTrinity.com. Of course, that's our, and you'll see the original True Trinity photo. Awesome.
Okay.
Of us three, the first time we met. And then Jillian, yours is JillianClark.com, right?
Yes.
Okay. And Cindy, what's yours?
Mine's TrueVisionsMedia.com.
Okay. True Visions, plural Visions?
Plural, yes. I'll put them up on the website.
Okay, good. TrueVisionsMedia.com.
Okay. Mine's RachelGraceMusic.com. It's still in the works, but it's pretty awesome. I also have a fan page, Rachel Martinez. I have a fan page on Facebook as well.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I was just going to ask, because you have as the True Trinity, you have a Facebook page also, and all of you are connected on Facebook, so people can connect you individually and as a team.
Right. Yes,
correct.
And if you go to TrueTrinity.com, there's a part where you can just click right over to either all of any of us.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Cool. So,
that's great.
What about the song we just heard, Be the Difference? Is that something that is purchasable already?
Yes.
Okay.
Why, yes, it is.
Who sings it?
Rachel.
Rachel sings it? All right.
Okay. No, Jillian sings the one we put up. But if
I think Jillian's singing the one we put up.
Okay.
But if you have one, Rachel, yes, we will put yours up as well.
Okay. Well,
you know what? I forgot about that one, Jill. Sorry about that.
Okay, so they can go to TrueTrinity.com to buy I Am Who I Am and Be the Difference, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Good.
I sometimes suffer from momnesia.
Momnesia.
Okay, yeah. Momnesia. Yeah, I know that pretty well. So, ladies, what's next on your agenda as the True Trinity then?
Keep writing. We've got a couple of songs we're finishing up, actually.
We also have two songs of ours, and one of myself, that's at the Posse Music Awards, and that will be being to be voted on, I believe, the end of June. Stay tuned. We appreciate all votes, and Be the Difference and I Am Who I Am are the two songs that we've got up right now for voting.
So is there a way that we can vote?
Yes, as soon as they determine who's up for the awards, whoever gets the most votes wins, we will let you know.
All right. All right. Okay, I'll be cool. There.
It's through the Empower Music and Arts is the organization that runs the Posse Awards, and then people just sign up to be members and can vote.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So is there a concert in the pipeline? Mm-hmm. Are you thinking about the concert?
Yes.
Ah, where? When?
Me and Rachel, I maybe be talking ahead of ourselves, Rach, but we were talking last week about September at the Women's Festival that's coming down to Key West, and there's a big possibility that it's on my plate to put it in there and go down there, and we will do some singing.
Awesome.
And we will post video.
Yes.
And some signing, and Cindy's going to sing with her hands, right?
Mm-hmm.
Depends Ooh. Whether I'm in school.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
You know, where the semester falls.
Well, now, right. If you go and sign at a concert, does that give you school credit?
for some things, yes.
My cat just confirmed that. My cat just went meow after your question, Jen.
All right.
Okay.
I consider that a yes.
This is Rachel. I think you should count double if you come to Key West.
I know. Yeah.
Okay, good. So we've got 5 minutes left until the end of the show. Time really, really, really flies. And is there anything that, well, one thing that we haven't covered is that we've spoken about an affirmation, and the affirmation that we came up with is in connection with the song Be the Difference. So who would like to say the affirmation, ladies?
Oh, they're so vocal. They just jump right in, you know?
Okay, I'll say it then, Barbara. Barbara's saying it. We were thinking about different versions of this, and it can be just as throwing it at somebody other than yourself, or look in the mirror and look at yourself and say, be the difference. Then the other way you can do it is you can say, I am the difference, and it makes a difference, saying it in different versions. And the other thing, as a team, as the True Trinity, for example, we can say, we are the difference. So there's the affirmation, be the difference. I am the difference, and we are the difference. So play around with this and see what works best with you, and how this resonates best with you. And let us know how the whole show resonates with you and how the True Trinity touches your heart and your soul.
All right. And we need to talk a little bit of housekeeping business for Purpose Talk Radio. I said it right that time, see? We finally have our sponsor page up, the media packet kit. So if you know somebody who might like to sponsor our show, just take them to purposetalkradio.com and click on the sponsors link. There's also a donation button, so you can make a donation. And we really love that and appreciate it. And you can let us know whether you want us to say your name on the air or not. We also have on that page a sign-in. You can sign in, give us your email and your name for newsletters that we'll be letting you know. We can send out notices to everybody to let you know what's happening, when it's happening, things that are going on, announcements, that kind of stuff. So feel free to sign up and become a member at purposetalkradio.com. And next week we have as our guest Derek Reed, who is the author of Coma to
Combat.
Oh, Barbara, help me.
From Coma to Combat. That's the working title of the book at the moment. Derek is a coach, and he's located in Scotland at the moment, and he's one of the topics that he works with is forgiveness, the topic of forgiveness, and he does courses also, so that's going to be quite interesting too, to have Derek on the show. I'm really looking forward to this. And we've got 3 minutes left. Sorry, Jen.
Oh, I was going to say he has quite a life story as well.
Oh, yeah.
That'll be interesting. Yeah.
Very inspiring life story. Mm-hmm. And there'll be lots of inspiration and what's the word? My brain is starting to escape me now.
I have one question I'd like to ask the women. And I'd like, if you can, give a one-word response. We did a joint coaching session with you the other day, and if you would be willing to give us one word response of how that went for you, what you got for it, what you got out of it, etc.
This is Rachel. My word is explosive.
Wow.
My word. This is Jillian. The first word that came to my mind was absolutely fabulous. Sorry, it was too.
That's okay. We love it.
No, the show? Absolutely fabulous. That's a show with two comedians.
Go figure.
And this is Cindy. And I don't know. New ideas and new focus.
All right. Thank you very much. Okay,
Barbara, you guys
take over again.
Okay, ladies, thank you so much for being with us today. For some reason, I think this is not the last time that we are sitting together in front of the computer like this.
I'm sure not.
Thank you to all the listeners who are listening in. Tell your friends to listen to the recording for the next 72 hours. You'll have I Am Who I Am in there, and then we'll edit it out of the show and listen to Be the Difference also. Come join us on Purpose Talk Radio Conversations on Facebook, and we'll see you again next week. Thank you, Cindy Freeman. Thank you, Rachel Martinez. And thank you, Jillian Clark. And thank you, Jen Ravel.
And thank you, Barbara. We love Patterson. You.
Thank you, Barbara. Soul blessings. Soul blessings to everyone. See you next week.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
I am me, I am who I am, I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me, I am who I am, I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.